Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOD prices were July corn down 4 cents, July wheat down 7.25 cents, and July beans up 2 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 6 ticks. We've got crude oil down 80 to a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open up about 80 lower. The metals are just a few ticks higher on the day. We did sell 131,000 metric tons of beans to unknown overnight. Markets sold off as the USDA clarified what was reported in Bloomberg. Bloomberg made it sound like it was going to be 2019 crops intentions and not based on 18. The USDA basically said it's going to be based off of 18 and it's not designed to skew acres out here. So the corn broke overnight. We just missed filling a gap. There's a gap in the July corn at 385 and three quarters, got down to 6.25. Wouldn't be surprised if we fill that gap, might even be healthy for the market, and then try to move higher again. I don't see any changes in the weather. It looks really bad out here through the weekend. Midwest into the Ohio River Valley areas, and I just don't see a whole lot of let up here. Looking at the 7-day forecast for Chicago, they've got rain every day. Yeah, it's going to warm up today to about 80, then we're back down to 70. So there's nothing great out here at all. This Friday we get, or Saturday, I think we get the first prevent plant dates, then a week from Friday, the next group. So we're really up against it in here, and I don't see a whole lot of improvement out here. Now, guys will switch to shorter day varieties. They'll try to mutter it in, do whatever they can out here, but anybody who doesn't think we've lost significant acres, I think, would be mistaken. Again, I think guys, if they're planning on, selling November beans on the board and taking a $2 payment here, you better make sure you've got those beans, because if we can't get the beans in the ground or we've got a drought this summer, and don't think that it can't happen, you're going to be selling beans you don't have, and you could wind up losing that whole $2 payment in margin calls out here. So please be very careful about that. If you have questions about how to handle this risk with these payments, give us a call. We'd be glad to help you. But we've got the funds still short an awful lot of corn, maybe about 240,000 contracts. We've got them short about 150 or so beans. We've got them short 70, 80,000 wheat. So we don't see that the funds have really covered all that much in here. I think they're absolutely getting killed in the corn. So I think we've got some upside potential left in this market, but a little bit of a respite here, letting the market collect itself, consolidate a little bit, I think is positive long term. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.